Yeah, my name is Quentin Rund, and Ryan Williams and I are with PAC Interactive, and we work with a number of different researchers on research projects, and we've kind of developed some techniques and now some software to help us work with on-farm research trials. So we wanted to talk about that today. I want to just give you an overview of what we're going to cover. We're going to talk about what is WEBFRA, the history of how it was developed, kind of what we're doing right now with our desktop application, how we're working this on the desktop offline, and then why we wanted to take it online as well. And then Ryan will introduce the WEBFRA. He'll take you through what we have right now and what's in development. Okay. So what is WEBFRA? It's a tool that we use. We're creating to do on-farm research trials, laying them out, creating the recommendation maps or creating the treatment maps that then you can give to an applicator. So like David was working with different farmers, or if you're working with retailers and they want to put out some research trials, we'll get the recommendation maps to them and they can lay those out. And then we'll take that data and we can look at the as-applied maps, make some plot adjustments, and then we'll bring in the yield data from the farmer, from the grower, do some analysis there and run some analysis based on some simple statistics on yield by treatment or other assessment data like David had. Just a brief history. I started working in the 90s with Dr. Don Bullock from the University of Illinois, Ron Milby from Growmark, and they created a tool called Farm Research Analyst. So we were using that tool and shopped it around a little bit. It used ArcGIS 3.1, I think, is where it started, and also used Microsoft Office. That kind of evolved into Enhanced Farm Research Analyst, EFRA, okay? So it had the tools were a little easier to use, but it was still dependent on that ArcGIS 3 and Office. Well, as those began to evolve, those two software packages, EFRA began to break. It wouldn't run anymore. When ESRI came out with ARC 8, they changed the coding scheme from Avenue now to Python or a .NET kind of thing, and all your coding, your scripting didn't work anymore. So EFRA was kind of broken, and it was kind of a lame duck product. The problem we had was we were still doing trials and still helping people set up their trials. So we used ArcGIS 8, and Ryan got in there and developed some code, and we worked out some processes for basically doing the similar things that EFRA and these earlier products were doing, but now we're doing it using the new software. What we do on the desktop, just kind of walk you through the workflow of where we're at right now, and everybody here has probably set up plenty of trials in a GIS, so if you have some recommendations or some little twists on the workflow, I sure understand. But one of the first things we do is working with growers. We work with a lot of crop consultants, growers, some industry people, on saying, okay, what are the parameters of a trial? Do you want a randomized complete block design? How many reps within the trial do you want to do? Is that going to be in one spot in the field or stamped throughout the field? So we can work with them on that. We'll bring up some historic imagery, make sure we're not putting this trial out on a wet spot or some other problematic location, and we'll also gather information about the width of the equipment. David mentioned the width of those strips depending on the width of the sprayer. We need to incorporate the application equipment and also the harvesting equipment so our trials give us good data. Once we have the trials laid out, we can create a prescription map. So most of the trials that we work with are going to be seeding rate trials or fertilizer rate or product trials. And so we're creating an application map that a retailer or a grower can then use with their equipment. Our third step then is, because we have that as-applied data, we had a good, clear idea of where this trial is going to be and what should be applied where, at what rate, but that's not always the case. So we get those as-applied maps back from the dealers and we check and see how everything fits. If we need to, we'll make some adjustments to the plots. We'll adjust the experimental units a little bit, try to fit it. Maybe sometimes the guys got off a pass or something like that, so we may need to move the trial. But we think it's important to match up. If you're going to do analysis on this, we need to match what really happened in the field with our final yield. Okay, so we'll make adjustments to the trial. At the end of the day, now David had some good examples there of some other assessment data that's collected during the year, but with most of the trials that we're working on, we're looking at that harvest data as the end product. So we'll get that harvest data, and then we'll analyze that. We'll clean it up, just data coming from a yield monitor. We'll run that through some cleaning processes, and then we're going to make sure that any of the yield passes that he's taken through the field there, they aren't cutting into two plots at once. So we're looking for just nice, clean yield passes through our trial, so that we're just analyzing the really good data from the trial. And then we'll run that through some R analysis using the R statistics package and create some simple descriptive statistics of the data. So that's kind of our workflow process on the desktop. And as we were doing this, and as other people that used EFRA in the past and people that are doing on-farm trials now, they may not have all the scripts. They may not have all the software. And so we thought, well, if we can adapt this whole process, this whole workflow to the web and make it accessible that way, that would be a good thing. We get more people out there doing research. So we've started that process. Ryan's our lead developer and developed the website and developed the GIS web tools that are taking us through this process. And what I'd like to do now is have Ryan come up and just kind of walk you through what we have right now and where we're headed with our development process.
Thanks, Quentin. Hi, everybody. So currently what you can do with WebFRA, you can create and import field boundaries, you can create treatment table templates to use, you can create trials, and currently you can do randomized complete blocks, strips, or field splits. You can edit those trials, you can export those trials in a shapefile format for use in your controllers and other systems too. And so I'll give you a quick demo of these abilities. When you first reach the WebFRA site, you'll be asked to enter your login credentials to access your account, or you can sign up for access if you don't already have an account. And the My Account page has a handful of sections to it, and the first one I'd focus on is the My Field section. Here, the field boundaries you've imported or drawn are listed, and if you click on a field name, you can view that field, you can edit the field attributes, and you can create a trial in that field. You can also use the Add a Field button at the top here to add a new field boundary. And so let's click that. Here we have a few choices. We can import a field boundary using an existing shapefile, and that'll import the boundary and the attributes for that. Or you can choose to draw a new boundary from scratch and enter attributes after you create that. And so here we've chosen to draw a new boundary. We've got some aerial imagery as a guideline. When you complete drawing your boundary, it asks you to populate the field attribute data. You can do that. And then you save your attributes and boundary, and then that's available in the My Field section of your My Account page. And again, if you click on that field name, you can view the field, edit its attributes, or create a new trial inside that field. So here we've viewed the art field, and we've chosen to start a new trial, and that opens up our plot settings menu. And in that menu, it's going to ask us for a descriptive plot name. It'll ask us to select a plot type. Right now I've got replicated small plots, strip trials, field splits. You also choose from a list of pre-made treatment tables, and these are treatment tables that you create and are saved in your My Treatment Table section of the My Account page. And so these are fully customizable. It doesn't have to be fertilizer. It could be fungicides. It could be other management practices. You can also choose to create a set of treatments from scratch on this menu too. And it'll also ask you for a treatment for the rest of the field outside of this plot. We'll also ask how you'd like the reps arranged. We'll ask how many reps you want to put out there. We'll ask for the length and width of each treatment. And you have the option to shuffle the treatments, which will re-randomize the treatments within each block. When you've completed that dialogue, you'll be asked to draw a guideline to define the start and direction of the trial, and the tools you use will snap to the field boundary edges if you want them to. The trial will be drawn along and to the right of this guideline. I've got a typo there. And the guidelines can be shifted to the left or the right or forward and backwards along the length of it. And you may want to do this to avoid things like field edges or end rows or areas that are wet in the field and whatnot. And so we've done that here. And so our trial will be rendered according to the plot settings we entered along this guideline. And so here we render out our trial, and it doesn't fit really well here. So that's okay, because we can edit the trial settings after we've rendered this. So we can go back to our plot settings, modifier settings here to better fit this field. So we can choose to have our reps set side by side instead of stacked here, and that fits better. We can also choose to render our trials as field splits or a strip trial. So here we've got the strip trial version of the trial we've been working on. So instead of a small block, we're doing a strip trial now. And so the trials that we've saved are available under the My Trials section of the My Account page. And clicking a trial ID will display that trial on the map. You can edit it, and you can choose to export it as a shapefile. So if we go and look at our trial here, we can click our Export Trial button, and that will export a copy to our computer in shapefile format. And this will provide a recommendation for the entire field in addition to your plot. And those shapefiles can be used, loaded into controllers, farm management information software, or GIS software like we have here. And within that shape, we've got all the field attributes we'd put in earlier. We've got all the treatments that we had set in the field attribute data and the trial data dialogues. Again, these can be graded right now as small plots, strips, or field splits. So what's in the future for Web for Here? Immediately, we're working on adding the ability to import more operations data, such as yield and as applied. That just kind of follows our desktop workflow that we had there. We'll do some basic summarize operations on things like yield by plot, yield by treatment, applied rate by plot, disease type things. We'll be adding improved map printing options and adding additional user help and tool feedback. We'll also be adding the ability to record field observations, so things like stand counts, vigor, plot weight, any kind of in-field observations. We'll have the ability to adjust the plots based on the as-applied data like Quentin had described, and we'll be looking into more trial placement options such as the drag-and-drop options or stamps that you can place around. Later in the year, we'll be looking at the ability to merge trials and establish multiple trials in a single field, and we'll be integrating R into the workflow as well and into the stack so that we can do more advanced charting and reporting tools and have some more robust statistics. We'll also be looking into adding the ability to do cross-trial analyses and summaries. If you'd like to learn more about WebFRA, you can visit it at webfra.packinteractive.com. You can learn more about our on-farm research services and tools at packinteractive.com/OFR. And you can see us tonight at our poster session about some of our statistics integration with the web this evening. Very much welcome your guys' comments and input. We're building these tools for all of you, and we're a pretty adaptable development group, and would love to have your information. Thank you.
Do they have any questions that they... Quentin could jump in on this too if you'd like.
Sure.
Brian, have you thought about using a heading value select the starting point, name, and heading, because there's a lot of AB line headings that you could use for defining the direction.
That's actually what it does. Drawing that line on there goes back to the back-end database and actually finds a heading based off that. So we could take that, and that would kind of just shortcut you through that process.
But it would be that much more precise if you knew the AB line was going to use for a sprayer or his applicator or his planner. You could define the starting location, name the heading, and then it would basically do the math. You wouldn't have to do the math.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it does in the back end, so we could totally do that. All right. Thank you, everybody.